And Can It Be? Words by Charles Wesley, music by Thomas Campbell. This truly, one of the great hymns written by Charles Wesley, was alarmingly to say, almost not written. Mr. Wesley wrote it a short time after his conversion in 1738, and it was also published the same year in a small hymnal he entitled Psalms and Hymns. In his journal, which he kept all of his Christian life, he had this entry concerning And Can It Be? I quote, "It seemed that Satan did all in his power to keep me from writing this hymn. No sooner had I begun than Satan began causing me doubts as to whether I should write it. He began to plant seeds in my heart, causing me to feel that I was displeasing God by writing it. It was only after much prayer and coming to the realization that Satan was using this as a device to keep God from receiving all the glory due him that I finished writing it." In the years that have followed, how true is Wesley's conclusion about And Can It Be? It has taken its place among the greatest and God-honoring hymns ever written. It is said that as Charles Wesley was dying, he asks for someone to quote this hymn that he once more might rejoice in so great a salvation. Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me?